Ontario Premier Doug Ford was in Sudbury with three of his cabinet ministers November 9 to announce more than $4 million from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, to boost 5 mining supply and service projects. The announcement was made amidst a cold and blustery late-afternoon snow and hail outbreak at the Frontier Lithium Yard in the Val-Caron Industrial Park. Premier Ford was accompanied by Mines Minister George Peary, Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade Minister Vic Fedeli, and Northern Development Minister Greg Rickford. On a cold afternoon in Val-Caron, Premier Doug Ford was the key speaker in Val-Caron Thursday when the Ontario government announced more than $4 million in several mining supply projects. Len Gillis, Sudbury.com. These investments will support our province's growing mining industry and help build up our homegrown electric vehicle and battery supply chain, said Premier Doug Ford. He said a $2 million investment for Frontier Lithium Inc. of Sudbury is going to help the company test a lithium extraction method to deliver high-quality lithium for electric vehicle batteries. This is a key step before exploring the possibility of establishing a full commercial-scale lithium chemical plant in Northern Ontario that could provide employment opportunities for more than 200 people, said a news release from Ford's office. The testing facility is an important step for the company to advance its work and potentially create hundreds of jobs here in Ontario, said the premier. Frontier is working to develop a large and rich lithium deposit in northwestern Ontario. Through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund, our government is helping to create thousands of jobs, attract new investments and spur economic growth in Sudbury and throughout the North, Ford added. The NOHFC funding also includes $1 million for Tim McDowell Equipment Limited in Sudbury to expand its facility and purchase equipment, allowing the company to expand its operations in supplying heavy equipment to the mining and construction industry and providing repair and rebuilding services. Another $399,977 for Zigamuk Construction LP in Sagamok Anishinaabeg is to purchase equipment to expand operations in Algoma Manitoulin in industrial services including aggregate hauling, site services, and custodial and site security, said the release. The funding also includes $390,000 for MOSWA Fuels in Cochrane, north of Timmins, to purchase new trucks and tankers to haul fuel to the Detour Lake Gold Mine to support a 5-year contract with Kirkland Lake Gold. NOHFC is also providing $310,500 for Rockvent Inc. of Sudbury and the numbered company 1,887,571 Ontario Inc., a manufacturer of polyvinyl chloride, PVC, flexible mine ventilation ducting, to purchase new equipment that will more than double production of their high-frequency welding units, said the release. Ontario Mines Minister George Peary said the funding was important to the continued success of Ontario's mine supply sector. He added that this is another example of how Ontario continues to invest in the critical minerals sector. Ontario Mines Minister George Peary said projects such as Frontier Lithium will help to fuel Ontario's battery electric auto industry. Len Gillis, Sudbury.com. We've invested, just in critical minerals, over $40 million to ensure that we marry the mineral riches in Northern Ontario, with the manufacturing might in Southern Ontario, said Peary. He said the plan is to have lithium from the North fuel the EV revolution and electric car building industry. This investment in Frontier Lithium will support building the processing and refining capacity we need to get it done. This is another example of Ontario mining companies leading the charge for critical minerals innovation and creating good jobs in communities across the province. Trevor Walker, the president and CEO of Frontier Lithium, said he was pleased with the announcement. I would like to express my gratitude for the funding received from the Ontario government and Minister Rickford and for their ongoing support in advancing Frontier Lithium's chemical test work. This investment in innovation supports critical minerals processing and refining capability in Ontario and brings our project another step closer to commercialization, said Walker. Len Gillis covers mining and healthcare for Sudbury.com.